be part of the conversation with Karen Mitchell-Moore on ABC Northwest.
You're tuned to ABC Mornings. It's 23 minutes past 10. Last week, 10 girls from Carnarvon, 10 girls from Halls Creek in the Kimberley, and 4 girls from the Lockyer River in Queensland travelled to Melbourne as part of a program aimed to increase education participation and boost self-confidence through dancing and singing. The program, it's been running for about 10 years in Western Australia, and it's proven to be successful in showing the girls what sorts of opportunities are available to them. The program runs throughout the year, preparing the students for the interstate tour, where the most dedicated are chosen to represent and perform for a variety of audiences, which on this tour included ex-Australian Governor-General and Victorian Governor Quinton Bryce, as well as performing with the Australian Girls Choir. ABC producer Kelly Gudgeon spoke with the Girls from Oz program director and conductor, who's travelling with the girls, Kylie Lee Archer, as well as Fifi Cessna, one of the girls from Carnarvon.
Girls from Oz we're a charitable not-for-profit. We work with girls in 3 remote and regional communities. And our main focus is singing and dancing, or at least that's the vehicle that we use to engage girls in their schooling and also hopefully to help foster lots of those life skills that we all need to learn when we're young. Things about building our confidence, enhancing our self-esteem, teamwork, resilience, participation, engagement, those sorts of things are really what we're on about. But we use singing and dancing as the vehicle for the girls. We work in 3 communities. We've got girls in Lockhart River in Far North Queensland. But of course, more importantly for your Western Australian listeners, we've got girls from Halls Creek and Carnarvon.
Can you just tell me a bit about what the girls have been doing over the last week in Victoria? Who have they performed for?
Yeah, they've performed for a lot of different audiences already. So they have been chosen from within their schools at Halls Creek District High School and Carnarvon Community College because they have excellent attendance and excellent behaviour and participation. And then they were chosen to come to Victoria, to Melbourne, where they're hosted by families from the Australian Girls Choir. And so that's one of the most lovely parts of the program, and in fact their host families are one of the group of people that they have performed for. So their host families have been very warm and beautiful audience, but also the girls, I guess the most exciting performance that they did was at Government House in Victoria yesterday. And they performed for the Governor of Victoria and our ex-Governor-General, Ms. Quinton Bryce, who's also the patron of Girls from Oz. And the girls did such a beautiful job singing in the ballroom at Government House. They sang 2 songs and did a dance, and they just impressed everyone so much with their confidence and their poise and their willingness to, I guess, be vulnerable. It's such a challenge. I think most people, your listeners, I certainly feel it. You probably have felt it yourself, just how confronting it is to stand in front of an audience. And then, I mean, these girls are singing and dancing. That's such a credit to them that they have that confidence.
Why have you focused on the communities that the girls are from? So why Carnarvon? Why Halls Creek and Lockhart River in Queensland?
We were invited to attend a community forum in Halls Creek and speak with the local women who at the time, 10 years ago, were saying and reflecting to us that the boys in the community had some programs that were being offered to them, and most particularly the Clontarf Football Academy was being offered at Halls Creek. It's also embedded in the school program at Carnarvon Community College. But 10 years ago, there were no programs for girls, specifically for them. And so the women from Halls Creek invited us to come into their community and into their school to really focus on the girl and to hopefully create new and diverse opportunities for them into the future. It's a pathway, really, opportunities for them to meet people in capital cities, to think about their future, to wonder about future study. And then we were approached again by a woman. She'd heard about the program in Halls Creek and she identified that Carnarvon at the time, there were some attendance challenges at school, participation, and so we took the opportunity to go and offer the program in Carnarvon as well.
So what do you hope to achieve by taking the girls to the city to perform and by offering the program in their communities? What's the ultimate goal?
I think most importantly, we want the girls to have diverse opportunities, and that means to show them the pathways that are available for them. And that doesn't necessarily mean that they will leave their home community. It might mean that they leave and return. It might mean that they do leave, as lots of their parents see that that is the way for them to best contribute or to participate in, really, in society. But to offer them alternative pathways to the ones that might naturally be where teenage girls kind of follow down. So whether that's attending university, which would be just fantastic if some of these girls go to university, or TAFE, or doing an apprenticeship, or taking on a job where they can learn and contribute. I guess first and foremost, we want them to stay engaged in their schooling. And one way that we believe we can contribute to that is to make going to school just that bit more fun. And I think that singing and dancing is both valuable in and of itself, but it's also a really great hook, I guess, a hook of engagement. I know it was for me. I was in the Australian Girls Choir myself when I was a little girl, and I just loved it. I loved singing with my friends. I loved dancing. I loved being part of a team, but also a team that wasn't competitive. So there's lots of different things that we're trying to achieve, but I guess the main thing is to offer pathways for the girls into their future.
Fifi, what's been the highlight for you?
Well, I haven't been out of WA, for starters, so this is a real eye-opener coming to a real big city. Compared to Perth, it's really big.
Why did you become involved in the program? What about Girls from Oz was it that made you want to be part of it?
A lot of my friends were like, oh, you should come along to this GOS thing that we do. I was like, what do we do? Because I'm not really a singer or a dancer, but I got into it and did it, and then I was like, this is pretty cool. So my friends were like, yeah, come along. Went along. I loved it. They just bring a lot of joy and happiness to our school. They only come for a week, which is sad, but that week is a joy at school.
What have you learnt from the program that you can take back home and to your friends?
What I've learnt from this program is that there's so many opportunities out there. Carnarvon is a small community and we don't really have much job opportunities and that type of thing. So to come into this big world, into Melbourne, and experience all these people, meeting new people, all these shops, job opportunities, it's just wonderful. Like, it's a big eye-opener. Go back to the family and I was just like, yep, there's a big wide world out there.
So what do you want to do with the experience? I understand some of the girls who have taken part in the program previously have gone on to study performing arts at university or to go to university. What do you want?
Well, I'm previously in Year 11 right now. Not quite sure what I want to do, but I want to go to university, but not sure what I want to study yet. Just looking at things and opportunities at the moment. So, yeah, I haven't really sorted out yet.
That was Fifi Caesar, a group of young women who travelled to Melbourne recently for that program. And a little earlier, the program director and conductor of Girls from Oz, Kylie Lee Archer.